Thank you. Thank you to the organizer to invite me. And some publicity. It is the next nice conference of the year. Yes. And my talk, no. David considers that my title is too small, so I add some extra. yes, if I am serious, I must to explain how prove the complementary theorem for nested Papian sets. But it's in 60 minutes, it is not enough, and Patrick explained you all these 6 months. So I prefer explain the Effliger theorem for a minimal structure. But there is some relation. Bon. I speak about a minimal structure, donc I give the definition, but I think that everybody know the definition of a minimal structure, but it is not the definition, it is my definition, and I think that perhaps there is some mistakes. I include in the a minimal structure semi-algebraic set is the second condition. I think that the first condition tell that Boolean algebra each AN is a Boolean subalgebra of the subset of RN, and I give the projection property, and the last property is the finiteness property for a minimal structure. In fact, this property is a consequence of the definition, but of the true definition. But I prefer give this property as an axiom. Why a minimal structure are good? Because when you consider set definable in such structure, you can obtain stratification, cell decomposition, and finiteness property. Example, subanalytic subset, it is the theorem of Gavrilov, the first main theorem, one of the first main theorem of Gavrilov. There is also the graph of the power function belongs to a minimal structure, exponential, the graph of exponential. I think that the graph of power function, it is the theorem of Miller and perhaps van den Dries. And for exponential, it is Wilkie. And now there is a lot of example of a minimal structure. In fact, Gavrilov proved something about subanalytic set, something better than the O-minimality. He proved the complementary theorem. And I give this theorem. You consider two semi-analytic sets, or bounded, and you project if each of them on Rn, and you make the difference, set minus, and you obtain the theorem is that this the difference between these two sets is the projection of a third semi-analytic set. My talk is about 5 insects. So I speak about foliation. What could you, but just codimension 1 foliation. Alors, let M, what foliation? You consider a variety, M. Alors, for example, the square. The square minus the center point. And on this manifold, in fact, a submanifold of Rn, you consider one form. And when you consider one form, at each point of M, you can consider the kernel of the form. If the form is not null, this kernel is an hyperspace of the tangent space of the manifold at the point. And if you add an extra condition, the integrability condition, you obtain by this way a partition of M by immersed manifold of dimension M minus 1, such that at each point of N, the tangent space of the immersed manifold, such that X is in this submanifold, is equal to the kernel of the omega form. Alors, first example, I have a problem because this picture is a piece of a bigger picture. On the bigger picture, there is two singularity, A2 and A3, but it is just a piece, so we can see just one singularity. So here we see a foliation of the square minus one point, this point. I don't give the one form associate. What's a roll lease? A roll lease is a leaf. A roll leaf is a leaf of the foliation, but it is a nice leaf because when you take M, the leaf, and if you take a curve, which endpoints on V, then this curve is tangent to the foliation at a point. Here, for example. So, V here is the roll leaf of the foliation of N. But a leaf is not necessarily a roll leaf. When you consider the this leaf, you can go on this curve, this circle, and every time you are transverse to each leaf, so this leaf is not a roll leaf. But here, for the saddle node, each leaf are roll leaves. It is just a topology exercise. A remark. When, if you have a leaf, V, and each, if M set minus V has two connected components, then V is a roll leaf. It is one criteria. The second criteria is the Effliger theorem. If M is simply connected, a topological condition, and if M and omega are analytic, then all the leads of F are rolled. In fact, it is not exactly the sentence of the Figure theorem, but it is just a corollary of the theorem of Figure. This theorem is quite difficult. After roll-lead, we can consider nested Fatian set. What is it? I consider some manifold, M, and I consider not one form, but P one form. And I consider a Frobenius condition, an integrability condition. The first form is integrable. So this form gives a foliation of M, codimension one foliation. And after, I consider, in fact, with this condition, we have this conclusion. There is a partition of M, of immersive manifold, of dimension M minus I, so that the tangent space of V is defined by the intersection of kernel of form. But with with this nested condition, we obtain a lot of foliation, and we have nested leaf, such that VP is a leaf of SP, and so on, so on. And VP is a leaf of the foliation induced on VP minus 1 by FP minus 1. So it is a codimension. At each time, we obtain some nested codimension 1 foliation. And what a nested Fatian set, it is this set. If each VI is roll leaf of FI restricted to VI minus 1. Now, I begin with a minimal structure. Now, I speak about foliation. The relation between, I consider a foliation F such that omega or omega 1, omega p, and m are definable in a O-minimal structure A. And this foliation, I tell that it is a definable foliation. Be careful, the leaves are not definable in A. For example, you consider polynomial vector fields, and you consider an orbit. And for example, for the saddle node, and you obtain the graph of exponential, and the graph of exponential is not an algebraic set. So we begin with the semi-algebraic subset with this O-minimal structure. When you study differential equation defined on this O-minimal structure, you go out the O-minimal structure. So, the first theorem in this context is a theorem of Romanski, but with this point of view, it is by Monsieur Roche and after by Spitzhoger strictly in this O-minimal case. You have finiteness property. If you consider nested Fatian set, and you consider the intersection of the set, you obtain the finiteness of the number of connected components of the intersection. Uh, 10 years after the beginning of this theorem, 10, perhaps 20 years, between 20 and 20, Wilkie and after McIntyre, Karpinski, Rollin and me, and Spitzhegger prove that there exists an omnimal structure P of A such that V, every nested Kafka set is belongs in this omnimal structure. Alors, this version of the theorem is the Spitzhegger theorem. But at the beginning of the conference, I speak about omnimal structure, and I speak about the complementary theorem of Gabrielov. And I explain that the complementary theorem of Gabrielov is better than just the omnimality. So, now I explain a complementary theorem like Gabrielov theorem for subanalytic set for nested Kafkaian set. It is the theorem 1. Alors, assume that the omnimal structure of the beginning admits analytic cell decomposition, for example, it is the case of subanalytic set, of semi-algebraic set, but or it is the case of omnimal structure obtained with the graph of exponential, for example. Then, if you consider nested Kafkaian set and some extra set x1, x2, and you consider the projection, then p1 of v1 cap x1 set minus p2 of v2 cap x2 is the projection of a third Kafkaian set intersect with a third subset definable in the omnimal structure. Hey. So we prove a theorem of complementary for Kafkaian for nested Kafkaian set. Somebody in the colloque obtain have some contribution try to prove a similar theorem for Kafkaian set, not nested Kafkaian set, and it is more difficult. The second theorem of the day, it is something like the Effliger theorem for in the omnimal case. So I consider a codimension 1 foliation of M, and the conclusion is that there exists open subset of M such that the foliation restricted to each MI is a Rolle foliation. All the leaves are Rolle leaves. And M is the union of each MI. Alors, what about the theorem of Effliger? In the theorem of Effliger, we have extra condition. M is simply connected and analytic, and the foliation is analytic. In fact, if you suppose here that F is a condimension 1 foliation of M, but M If M is just definable in a au minima structure, we cannot prove that the leaves are roll. We must make this decomposition. And I give you a trivial example. This is just a cylinder. In this cylinder, I consider a cone. And inside the cone, I consider a foliation. It is just a picture. After, if you want to put the picture in the minimal framework, I must to write some equation, but I don't want to write equation. the leaves of the foliation outside the cone, and the foliation is defined in the cylinder, are the following. It is just disk. And after, on the boundary, the vertical boundary of the cylinder, I consider a vector field such that the orbit go from the bottom. The top. And for each orbit, I consider the cone. So I obtain a foliation of the cylinder. The cylinder is simply connected. The foliation is defined by a one form, but these conic leaves outside the first cone are not roll leaves because you can go from a point to other point transversally. So if you have not the analytic hypothesis, simply the hypothesis of a simply connected of the simplicity of a P1M is not enough if are not analytic. Alors, this example is have a singularity is on the boundary of M. Pardon? But the singularity is not in M, it is on the boundary of N, so no problem. But I can obtain another example, but in it is in dimension 4. And I don't give the example, but it is not very hard to obtain. If you want the example, you must consider the red pollution. Alors, what it is the red pollution? The red pollution is discovered by Reb in 50. 40, I don't know. It is a foliation of R3. If you want to, you begin by a torus, and inside the torus, you fill the inside the torus with disk, but the disks are not two planar. It is a piece of disk. On so you go merde. Bon. You can fill the torus by foliation like that. And what do you make outside? Outside, but you make the same things because if you add a point at the infinity, you are in the three sphere, and the three sphere is the union of two torus. So if you make something in the first torus, you can make the same thing in the second torus, and you obtain outside this definition, this set. It is one of these outside. One of the leaves outside is not a disk, but it is a disk set minus a point. So if you consider this red foliation and an orthogonal vector field associated to this foliation, you can obtain another example better than this example, because without singularity at the bottom and at the top. But if I want to make the construction, I must to write some equation, and I don't want. Now, until the end of the lecture, I give you the proof of the theorem 2. the proof is not. I just use three observations. The first is the lemma 1. It is something like. It is the easy version of Jordan theorem. You consider in Rn a closed and connected hypersurface, not necessarily compact but closed. Then the complementary of V has two connected components. So suppose that you are in Rn, you have a codimension 1 foliation, and V is a leaf. If V is closed on connected hypersurface, then Rn minus V has two connected components, so V is a roll leaf. Lemma 2. I consider a covering of Rn. V-tilde is an abstract manifold. In fact, it is in the proof of the theorem, it is not too easy to understand V-tilde. But today, I don't explain why it is not easy. But V-tilde is an abstract manifold, and I suppose that there is V-tilde is a covering of Rn. If V-tilde is connected, then rho is an homeomorphism. It is just because Rn is simply connected, but it is very easy to prove the result for Rn. It is more difficult in the general case, but not too difficult. And after, I use the inversion. Everybody knows the inversion. In fact, I use the inversion because I don't want to look the difficulty. When you study foliation, the difficulties are in the singular set. But I don't want to study the singular set of the foliation, because in fact, we observe that for our problem, the difficulties are not in the singular set. And by inversion, we can forget the singular set of the foliation. In fact, we can forget the boundary of the manifold M. M is a submanifold of Rn. So what is the boundary? For me, it is just the closure of M set minus N. And this trick, the inversion, is very useful to prove the theorem 1 about the complementary of Sebastian set. Proof of theorem 2. I give a proof, but I forget a small set in the proof, because it is technical to study this small set. Alors, it is an induction of the dimension of M. If M is equal 1, then the manifold M is something like R, modulo an homeomorphism, an A definable diffeomorphism, and leaves are points. So, when you take a point in R, R minus the point have two connected components, so the point, this leaf is a roll leaf. So we have the proof. Now we assume that M is greater than 1, and that the theorem holds for M prime minus M. Strictly minus. I use the notion of cell. For me, a cell is just something like RD for some D. Like it is modulo an homomorphism or diffeomorphism definable in A. So, there will exist open cells, M1 until MR, such that M is the union of this cell. So, now I consider that M is M1, or because the cell is something like real vector space, I consider that M is Rn. It is the first reduction. Step 2, the inversion. Actually, M is equal to Rn. We have a sympathetic foliation on Rn, but where is the singularity of the foliation? At the infinity. And it is, and the infinity, it is outside every compact of Rn, so it is not very good for me. So, I make an aversion, two aversions, suggest the infinity come back at the origin. So we have Rn, two points, by the first inversion I send this set here, and by the second and we have a too small difficulty because the infinite is here. I want to understand the foliation in Rn, but I can, if you, I can consider just the foliation outside this first ball or outside this second ball. And if I want to understand the foliation outside this first ball, it's enough to understand the image of the foliation in this ball minus this point. And for the second case, it's enough to understand the foliation here. But what I win. Now the foliation here is the restriction of a foliation defined outside this ball, this closed ball, and here it is the same thing. There is just one singularity here. So it is what I tell here. We assume that M is a ball minus a point, and omega is well defined on an open set such that the closure of the ball set minus the point is in U, and we consider the foliation tilde F defined by omega on U. So now I make a decomposition of the ball, a decomposition by good open cells. What is a good open cell in respect with the foliation? It is defined by this way. So the ball is the union of some good open cells on a small set. But On this picture, we see two good open cells. On why it is good? Because all the leaf are locally graph on R minus one, and all the leaf on the bottom of the cell, on the top of the cell, are at right, the top is a leaf, is a piece of leaf, or in the two case, the bottom is transverse to each leaf. So on the bottom, you have a foliation, a codimension one foliation. And by induction, we can assume that W defined on the bottom or on the top, a roll foliation. All the leaves of the foliation on the bottom or on the top are rolled. So I study locally near a point of the bottom how leaf arrive. In fact, I consider a point x0 here. And I take a small sphere around the x0, and after I consider a cylinder, and I consider the intersection of the good open cell with this cylinder, and I observe what arrive on the bottom. Here, I consider the foliation arrive transversally. So I take a point on the bottom, and I consider a piece of leaf here. And when we can see the leaf here is locally a graph, and we can continue the leaf if we add this part of bottom. Okay? You take a point. You have the leaf arrive here at the point, and we add to the leaf this small part. And in it is an extension of the leaf at the bottom. Be careful because we begin with the leaf V, and we consider the omega zero set I define. So omega zero is here. But V intersect omega zero can have a lot of connected components. I don't know. And perhaps the point A is this point. And what you can observe here, the point A is in the frontier, it is in the closure of V intersect with omega zero, but A is not in the frontier of a connected component. But on the right picture, A is in the closure of a connecting component of V intersect omega zero. So we have two situations. And we must to discuss about that. But after discussion, we can obtain at the end the following set. We have V and at each point of the bottom, we add some piece, an extension here, locally, on the top also. And in fact, at the end, we obtain V tilde. Well, here, V tilde is just the union of five sets, but the reality is not that. In fact, V tilde is the union of perhaps many sets. But we can prove that V tilde, that the map P from V tilde to C prime is a covering. Be careful, here V tilde is a submanifold. It is not only an immersive submanifold, but it is a submanifold. In fact, we don't know if V tilde is a submanifold. We just prove that it is an immersive submanifold. Perhaps V tilde is dense. I don't know at this step. But what I can prove, it is that V tilde is a covering. Then by lemma 2, P is an homeomorphism. So V tilde is a graph of a function defined on B, and V is a graph on, because V it is just V tilde intersect M, and V is closed hypersurface of Ci, because no M is equal Ci. Then Ci minus V has two connecting components, and V is relative, and I think that the theorem is proved.